Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
Hello. Welcome to this podcast on freeing your inner child and connecting to greater levels of joy and self-esteem. So just to start, if you take a deep breath and just consciously connect to the energy flow within your body, take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, make an audible sound of letting go of tension. Deep sighing sound. And then gently start to scan down through your chakras, starting at the crown chakra at the top of your head. Bring your awareness into that energy center. And just for a moment, explore how it feels. Does that energy center feel open and vibrant? Or perhaps it feels sticky or solid. Just be curious. Without judgment or without trying to analyze what that means. And then gently bring your attention down into your third eye in the center of your forehead and do the same. Just explore what that energy center feels like. Being curious, without judgment, and without making it mean anything. And then bringing your attention lower down into your throat. Do the same, being curious. Down into your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Being curious. Without judging and without making any sensations mean anything. You're simply observing what is there. And then bringing your attention lower down into your solar plexus. Again, feel into that energy center and feel if it feels vibrant and open or if it feels sticky. Or restricted in any way. And then gently bringing your attention down into your sacral. Again, have an awareness of what that feels like. And even if it feels uncomfortable, don't make it mean anything. Simply accept what you feel. Be the observer. And then finally bring your attention down into your base center and do the same. Have an awareness of what that energy center feels like. And having scanned your chakras in that way, just have an awareness of which ones in particular felt had the most resistance. That drew your attention and awareness the most. And during this meditation and activation, all your energy centers will be cleared and aligned. But energy follows thought. So having the awareness of which chakras and energy centers need more work and help, then during the activation, you will be able to send energy to those centers. And so gently bring your attention back up to the top of your head. And the first colour that you think of, imagine that you can see a beautiful orb of light of that colour. Focus on the coloured energy. And then following the natural rhythm of your breathing, The coloured light starts to flow down through your face. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense the coloured light flowing down through your face, down around your eyes and through your cheeks. And as it travels down your face, it eases away any tension. Simply any tension or strain melts away as the coloured light flows down through your jaw, down your neck and into your shoulders. And just for a moment, focus on your shoulders and imagine that you can see your shoulder muscles and that beautiful coloured light flows into the muscles in that part of your body. And as the coloured energy flows into the muscles, they start to become loose and limp as the tension and strain melts away. Following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the coloured light continues to flow down through your body, running down your arms into your hands and fingers, flowing down through your chest and down your spine. And as the coloured light travels down your body, it flows through your energy centres, clearing away any stagnant energy that you no longer need. Just observe the coloured light as it naturally and automatically flows down your body, down through your base chakra, down your legs and into your feet. And as the coloured light reaches your feet, it starts to extend out beyond your feet, forming the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see or sense the roots growing deep down into the earth beneath you. The roots go deeper and deeper, connecting you to the strength and security of the planet. Deeper and deeper. Deep down in the center of the earth is a core of golden light. Using your imagination, become aware of that golden energy and notice how as your roots grow towards it, the golden light automatically flows back up your roots and into your feet. Your feet may tingle and become warm as the golden energy flows back up through your feet and up your legs into your base center. Just imagine that you can see the light as the golden energy flows up your legs. And notice how as it enters your base chakra becomes more vibrant and open. Following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the golden energy flows higher into your sacral. Again, using your imagination, imagine that you can see or sense the golden light flowing into your stomach and into your lower back, and filling your sacral with beautiful golden energy. And your sacral responds, becoming more open and vibrant as the golden energy flows higher into your solar plexus and up into your heart center. And as the golden energy flows up through your body, it soaks into every cell and fiber of your physical form, restoring balance and harmony, clearing and aligning all your cells and tissues. Notice how your physical body is responding, becoming calm and relaxed as the golden energy flows higher up into your shoulders, up into your throat chakra. And here it turns round and down your shoulders, running down your arms into your hands and fingers, before finally flowing up your neck and into your head, filling your brow and your crown chakra with beautiful golden light. And as your entire body is filled with that beautiful energy, it starts to shine out all around you like rays of the sun, surrounding you in a sense of deep calm and well-being. Just for a moment, have an awareness of the energy all around you. And notice how expansive and light it makes you feel. And also how calm, secure and safe. And having an awareness of the chakras that drew your attention the most earlier. Just for a moment, focus on those chakras. And have an awareness of the golden light soaking into those energy centers and to those parts of your body. You don't need to overthink it or analyze. Just have an awareness of the light really soaking into that part of your body. Restoring harmony. Strengthening and supporting those parts of your body that need the additional support. Take a deep breath and release any remaining tension and concern. And then gently draw your attention as if you're stretching up into the cosmos. Become aware of the stars in the sky, high above. And just as though you're looking at the stars in a night sky, have an awareness, the more you look, the more you see. The more you turn your attention onto the stars, the more stars appear to shine and shimmer above you. Have an awareness of the expansiveness and of your connection to the cosmos. One star in particular will draw your attention. And notice how, as you focus on this star, it appears to become larger and shine brighter. As you focus, the star sends a beam of light that shines down surrounding your body. Have an awareness of the starlight all around you. And feel your connection to the cosmos, a deep sense of belonging, of joy and peace. Connecting to the stars and the cosmos in that way. Have the awareness of standing outside or above your body, looking down at yourself where you're sitting or laying. And without judgment, just observe what that figure that you're observing looks like. Have an awareness of their strengths and their beauty. But also have an awareness of perhaps them looking tired or in need of help. Have an awareness of what it is they're perhaps struggling with or feel alone with. And as you observe the figure before you, have an awareness of seeing back through their life. Perhaps you'll have an imagination or an image of seeing images of their life like pictures in a photograph album. Or perhaps the figure that you're looking at will suddenly seem a different age. Just be curious without judgment and observe what you see and observe any emotions or any feelings, but don't attach to these, just let them flow. Simply observing the energy flow without attaching to it. Eventually, you'll feel that the figure you're seeing, the age, will become more stable, or the images around that age, if you're seeing memories, will stick on one memory. Be aware of the starlight all around you. And have an awareness of the figure that you're observing, opening their eyes and becoming aware of you watching them. And notice how they really react. At first, the figure, whether it's a child or a figure from a past life, they may be suspicious of you. They may even be angry or frustrated. But send this younger you the starlight and smile. And just sit quietly, reassuring them that you're here to listen and pay attention, to hold the space for them to express and be seen and heard. Take a deep breath and breathe out slowly. As your inner child starts to open up, without judging, just listen to what he or she has to say. You may be aware of memories flickering through your mind. As your inner child reminds you of feelings and emotions that have become buried and perhaps hidden. And as your inner child expresses in this way, notice how they become more relaxed and calm. Using your imagination, picture yourself smiling and asking your inner child what they need. If your inner child replies with more love or more fun, then ask more questions, be curious, and get a specific answer, something that you can do, a small something that you can do on a daily or weekly basis to make your inner child feel that joy or to connect to that fun. Your inner child laughs and smiles now, knowing that you're listening. Any emotions or feelings bubble to the surface, now's your opportunity to express them. Reminding your inner child that you've never forgotten them, that they are brave and strong. And ask your inner child to stand with you now and bring their joy and playfulness and all that they represent. Bring that with you on your journey forward, walking hand in hand together. The starlight around you becomes more intense. And as it does, you become aware of an Arcturian being appearing next to you or at the side of you. Your inner child smiles, connecting to the sense of love and peace and belonging. The Arcturian being is silent for a moment, giving you the opportunity to become accustomed to its presence. Your inner child laughs at any discomfort that you may be feeling and also at joy, for your inner child remembers the bigger picture, remembers why you came here. Remembers what it is to be a multidimensional being connected to the cosmos. The Arcturian being has a gift for you. Using your imagination, become aware of the being holding out its hand. And as it unfurls its elegant long fingers, resting in the palm of its hand is a flower made of crystal. The crystal isn't of earth. It's from another dimension. Using your imagination, become aware of the crystalline flower and notice how it shimmers and radiates light. The Arcturian being hands you the crystal flower. Picture yourself taking it and hold it over a chakra of your choosing, whichever chakra in your body draws your attention. Picture yourself placing the crystalline flower over that energy center. And as you do, have an awareness of the flower becoming more vibrant, sending light and color and sound into that energy center. Take a deep breath in and really absorb that energy into your energy field and into your body. The Arcturian being also gives the flower to your inner child. Using your imagination, just observe your inner child doing the same. Taking the crystalline flower, holding it to an energy center, and breathing the light and sound and color into the body. Your inner child laughs full of joy, and you feel the bubbling bubbles of joy and happiness in your own body. And then the Arcturian being indicates an energy doorway. Using your imagination, become aware of a doorway made of energy. Perhaps it looks like a vortex, like an energy wormhole or portal. Or maybe it simply looks like a doorway, a physical doorway that you're familiar with. However you perceive that doorway is perfectly fine. Using your imagination, picture yourself holding hands with your inner child. And when you're ready, step through the doorway, stepping through that energy portal into the magic dimension, a dimension of miracles and potential, but also a dimension is deeply connected to the elementals and to Mother Earth. As you step through the doorway, you become aware of the blue sky above you, the warm sun soaking down into your bones, into the bones of your body. You feel centered and calm. And around you, you're in a meadow that's filled with wildflowers. What colours are they? Perhaps you can even smell them or hear the bees as they buzz around the flowers, pollinating them. this deep sense of calm, but also vibrancy and life. Your inner child starts to dance in circles, playing with the butterflies. And using your imagination, picture yourself stretching out your arms and breathing in the sense of freedom and vibrancy and life. You feel a surge of energy through your body as you connect to the potential, the richness and the vibrancy that Earth offers. At the far side of the meadow, there's a bubbling stream. You hear the sound of the stream as it sings and gurgles over the rocks and pebbles. And using your intuition, walk across the meadow until you see the stream. Allow your imagination to give you the image of the stream as it dances over the rocks and pebbles. And notice how the sun catches the light on the water, as though playing with the water. It glistens and shimmers. It has a magical, mystical quality. Just focus on the stream for a few moments. And in this magical realm, you may well become aware of the water elementals, hearing them singing, or maybe even singing them dancing in the water. Your inner child sits on the bank and dangles their feet into the water. And you do the same. Using your imagination, picture yourself dangling your feet in the water. And notice how light and free you feel. The water cleansing, but also connecting you to the magic realm and to Mother Earth. Using your imagination, picture yourself moving your feet within the water. And if you wish, you can scoop some water up and bathe your face or take a drink. Whatever you choose to do. You feel totally calm and connected. And as you focus on the stream and your feet within the water, you have an awareness of your inner child being within your own body. As you look at your feet in the water, within your own feet, you can see their feet too. You feel empowered and alive and energized. And also completely centered and calm and free. Take a deep breath in. And when you're ready, gently take your feet out of the water and put them back on dry ground. Bringing your attention into your feet and back into your physical body. Knowing that you can come back and visit this place any time that you choose. For now, simply bring your attention back into your body. And just for a moment, have an awareness again of your chakras. Starting at the top of your head, bringing your attention slowly down through your chakras. Down into your brow and your throat. Down into your heart center and your solar plexus. Down into your sacral and your base chakra. And then bringing your attention down your legs and into your feet. Have an awareness of your entire body and how it's resting. And as you connect back into your physical body, have an awareness of silver white light gently falling and flowing all around you. The silver white energy polishing and aligning the energy shifts that have occurred. Take a deep breath in, totally connected and centered and calm. Have a sense of resilience, a sense of everything coming together. You are complete and whole in the knowing that you are directing and orchestrating, consciously creating the life that you choose to live. Namaste. Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.